Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Schulz. Today we have our final story from Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga Stories for the Week. And this one is... it's a story of three boys and an adventure. And, you know, just leave it at that for this one. This is Three Boys with Jugs of Molasses and Secret Ambitions. In the village of Liver and Onions, if one boy goes to the grocery for a jug of molasses, it is just like always. And if two boys go to the grocery for a jug of molasses together, it is just like always. But if three boys go to the grocery for a jug of molasses each and all three together, well then, it is not like always at all, at all. Eat-a-peck-a-pie grew up with wishes and wishes working inside him. And for every wish inside him, he had a freckle outside his face. Whenever he smiled, the smile ran way into the far side of his face and got lost in the wishing freckles. Meeny Miney grew up with suspicions and suspicions working inside him. After a while, some of the suspicions got fastened on his eyes and some of the suspicions got fastened on his mouth. So when he looked at other people straight in the face, they used to say, "Meeny Miney looks so sad. I wonder if he'll get by." Miney Moe was different. He wasn't sad and suspicious like Meeny Miney, nor was he full of wishes inside and freckles outside like Eat-a-peck-a-pie. He was all mixed up inside with wishes and suspicions, so he had a few freckles and a few suspicions on his face. When he looked other people straight in the face, they used to say, "I don't know whether to laugh or cry." So here we have them, three boys growing up with wishes, suspicions, and mixed up wishes and suspicions. They all looked different from each other. Each one, however, had a secret ambition, and all three had the same secret ambition. An ambition is a little creeper that creeps and creeps in your heart night and day, singing a little song, "Come and find me, come and find me." The secret ambition in the heart of Eat-a-peck-a-pie, Meeny Miney, and Miney Moe was an ambition to go railroading, to ride on railroad cars day and night, year after year. The whistles and the wheels of the railroad trains were music to them. Whenever the secret ambition crept into the hearts and made them so sad it was hard to live and stand for it, they would all three put their hands on each other's shoulders and sing the song of Joe. The chorus was like this. "Joe, Joe broke his toe on the way to Mexico, came back, broke his back, sliding on the railroad track." One fine summer morning, all three mothers of all three boys gave each one a jug and said, "Go to the grocery and get a jug of molasses." All three got to the grocery at the same time, and all three went out of the door of the grocery together, each with a jug of molasses together and each with a secret ambition creeping around in his heart, all three together. 2 blocks from the grocery, they stopped under a slippery elm tree. Eat-a-peck-a-pie was stretching his neck looking straight up into the slippery elm tree. He said it was always good for his freckles, and it helped his wishes to stand under a slippery elm tree and look up. While he was looking up, his left hand let go of the jug handle and the jug of molasses, and the jug went ka-flump, ka-flumpity-flump down on the stone sidewalk, cracked to pieces, and let the molasses go running out over the sidewalk. If you've never seen it, let me tell you, molasses running out of a broken jug over a stone sidewalk under a slippery elm tree looks peculiar and mysterious. Eat-a-peck-a-pie stepped into the molasses with his bare feet. "It's a lot of fun," he said. "It tickles all over." So, Meeny Miney and Miney Moe both stepped into the molasses with their bare feet. Then, what happened just happened. One got littler, another got littler, all three got littler. "You look to me only as big as a potato bug," said Eat-a-peck-a-pie to Meeny Miney and Miney Moe. "It's the same you look to us," said Meeny Miney and Miney Moe to Eat-a-peck-a-pie. And then, because their secret ambition began to hurt them, they all stood with hands on each other's shoulders and sang the Mexico Joe song. Off the sidewalk they strolled across a field of grass. They passed many houses of spiders and ants. In front of one, they saw Mrs. Spider over a tub washing clothes for Mr. Spider. Why do you wear that frying pan on your head? They asked her. In this country, all ladies wear the frying pan on their head when they want a hat. But what if you want a hat when you're frying with the frying pan? Asked Eat a Pick Pie. That never happens to any respectable lady in this country. Don't you ever have no new style hats? Asked Meeny Miney. No, but we always have new style frying pans every spring and fall. Hidden in the roots of a pink grass clump, they came to a city of twisted nose spiders. On the main street was a store with a show window full of pink parasols. They walked into the clerk and said, We want to buy parasols.
We don't sell parasols here, said the spider clerk.
Well, lend us a parasol apiece, said all three.
Gladly, most gladly, said the clerk.
How do you do it? Asked Ida.
I don't have to, answered the spider clerk.
How did it begin?
It was never otherwise.
Don't you ever get tired?
Every parasol is a joy.
What do you do when the parasols are gone?
They always come back. These are the famous twisted nose parasols made by the famous pink grass. You'll lose them, all three. Then they will all walk back to me here in this store on Main Street. I cannot sell you something I know you will surely lose. Neither can I ask you to pay for something you will forget somewhere sometime, and when you forget it, you will walk back here to me again. Look, look! As he said look, the door opened and five pink parasols came waltzing in, walked right up to the shop window. They always come back. Everybody forgets. Take your parasols and go. You'll forget them and they will come back to me.
He looks like he had wishes inside him, said Eat a Pick Pie.
He looks like he had suspicions, said Meeny Miney.
He looks like he was all mixed up with wishes and suspicions, said Miney Mo.
And once more, because they all felt lonesome and their secret ambitions were creeping and eating, they put their hands on their shoulders and sang the Mexico Joe song.
Then came happiness. They entered the potato bug country. And they had first luck of all the first hour they were in the potato bug country. They met a potato bug millionaire.
How are you a millionaire? They asked him.
Because I got a million, he answered.
A million what?
A million fleems.
Who wants fleems?
You want fleems if you're going to live here.
Why so?
Because fleems is our money. In the potato bug country, if you got no fleems, you can't buy nothing nor anything. But if you got a million fleems, you're a potato bug millionaire. Then he surprised them. I like you because you've got wishes and freckles, he said to Eat a Pick Pie, filling the pockets of Ida with fleems. And I like you because you've got suspicions and you're sad-like, he said to Meeny Miney, and filling Meeny Miney's pocket full of fleems. And I like you because you got some wishes and some suspicions and you look all mixed up, he said to Meeny Mo, sticking handfuls and handfuls of fleems into the pockets of Meeny Mo. Wishes do come true, and suspicions do come true. Here they had been wishing all their lives and had suspicions of what was going to happen, and now it all came true. With their pockets filled with fleems, they rode on all the railroad trains of the potato bug country. They went to the railroad stations and bought tickets for the fast trains and the slow trains and even trains that back up and run backward instead of where they start to go. On the dining cars of the railroads of the potato bug country, they ate Wonder Ham from the famous potato bug pigs, eggs from the potato bug hens, etc. It seemed to them that they stayed a long while in the potato bug country, years and years. Yes, the time came when all their fleems were gone. Then, whenever they wanted a railroad ride or something to eat for a place to sleep, they put their hands on each other's shoulders and sang the Mexico Joe song. In the potato bug country, they all said the Mexico Joe song was wonderful. One morning, while they were waiting to take an express train early on the early Ohio and Southwestern, they sat near the roots of a big potato plant under the big green leaves. And far above them, they saw a dim black cloud, and they heard a shaking and a rustling and a splattering. They did not know that it was a man at the village of Liver and Onions. They did not know it was Mr. Sniggers putting Paris green on the potato plants. A big drop of Paris green splattered down and fell on the heads of all three, Eat a Pick a Pie, Meeny Miney, and Miney Mo. Then, what happened just happened. They got bigger and bigger, one, two, three,
And when they jumped up and ran out of the potato rows, Mr. Sniggers thought they were boys playing tricks. When they got home to their mothers and told them all about the jug of molasses breaking on the stone sidewalk under the slippery elm tree, their mothers said it was careless. The boys said it was lucky because it helped them get their secret ambitions. And a secret ambition is a little creeper that creeps and creeps in your heart, night and day, singing a little song. Come and find me. Come and find me. That is Three Boys with Jugs of Molasses and Secret Ambitions. A tale of three boys who really wanted to go ride a railroad and shrank themselves down to the size of a pill bug or a roly-poly in a pool of spilled molasses. And they got to live their secret ambition. They also got to learn what happens when you lose your parasol, which every single one of us has lost an umbrella or parasol at some point. And now we know. They all just find their way back to the shop on Main Street. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'd like to give a shout-out to our newest Patreon patrons, Rachel, Caitlin, and Haley. Thank you all so much for your support. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/folktaleproject. We'll be back next week with a few more tales from Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga Stories. As always, thank you so much for listening.